Good morning, dear friend. Today is the 3rd of July, and we are on the second day of the weekend retreat in Lancashire, North England. Yesterday, we already have opportunity to learn about the technique, how to use mindfulness to observe, listen to our body, hear it mindfully, to recognize any abnormal, any problem because of the habit energy which make our body suffer. And today we will continue to learn about the art of sleeping, breathing, and some other technique to use our waste product in the side on our face, our body, to learn what's going on inside of our body. So if we have time, we have an opportunity to correct it as soon as possible before it manifests as the severe symptom. So, as most of us know, the purpose of our sleeping, as we know that we are advanced and higher animal in the mammal family. So after a million years of evolution, our spinal cord slowly erected so that our brain can be grow bigger, and we are the most intelligent animal. But that's the good side. And in our body, in a human being body, it still have some trait of our ancestor, like the appendix, like some bone or some trait, and you know, if we have the sexuality, the behavior, sometimes if we not mindful, we still behave like the unhuman. The same thing at the sleeping. Our body still have some trait from our ancestor. That means we need to lay down so our spinal cord will be flat or horizontal. The disadvantage of that, because when we lay down flat, the earth gravity will pull down all the material, all the substance, and it will deposit on our back, our trunk, on our muscle. And when it does that, our body has to spend more energy to put it out along the energy channel on the GI tract, on the blood vessel, whatever. So it's harder than when we sit upright or when we stand up. When we sit upright or when we stand up, the earth gravity will pull on the material, on the substance, or down. So if in the GI tract, it will go down to the bottom of our colon. And if it's in the blood vessel, it still automatically go down to the kidney. So the kidney will filter and put it through the bladder to get out of our body. So that is some disadvantage of laying down. That's why if we can minimize the time of sleeping, you will see that we will have a more opportunity to develop our wisdom, the brightness, the awareness. The more we eat, like yesterday we learned, the more we eat, our body become more heavier, our brain become more dewy, more blunt, more sleepy. The less we eat, our body will be more lighter. Our sleeping will be less. Our brain, our mind become more awake, more alert. The insights, the wisdom become more sharper. But we still need some. Depend on how we train our body. Depend on how we want the evolution it go up or maintain the same level of evolution. So if we know that we will have the way to harmonize between the eating, sleeping, and practicing meditation to develop our brain, our wisdom, our insight, our lift up our spiritual life. So during the sleeping process, the first activity required for our body to relax. The muscle relax, so the blood vessel, the lymphatic system can be relaxed, so the all of the toxin in our body can be pushed out of its body. After that, around at 3 a.m., all of the energy channel be clear, be open. So internally, all of the endocrine will secrete the hormone to fill up internally. And externally, the energy from the universe will penetrate in our body through under the open energy channel, already clear up on the obstacle, under the toxin. So that's why the perfect time for sleeping around 10 p.m. to late 11 p.m. and the wake-up time around 3 to 4 a.m. If we learn how to harmonize the eating, we eat correctly, we work correctly, not really stress our body, our mind, we don't need to sleep much. And when we not sleep much, and then because we don't put too much toxin in our body. We don't put too much stress on our body and our central nervous system. The body don't need to relax too long. The toxin, the purification, okay, not need to take too long. And that's why we don't need to lay down to sleep too much. That's why you see people, they eat less, they meditation more, they have more durable, more wisdom, and the energy level is higher. And we will learn later on why we need to sleep during this period of time. The same 6 hours, but if we sleep at 10 p.m. and we wake up at 4 a.m., it's totally different with you sleep at midnight and you wake up at 6 o'clock. And it's totally opposite with you sleep at 2 a.m. and you wake up at 8 a.m. or 10 p.m. even though we sleep longer. But the effect, the benefit, is totally opposite. And the other thing, we take nap at lunchtime. That is the middle of the day. It's really helpful because we have 24 hours. And usually the morning time is the positive time, and we kind of work more active than the evening. So that's why the midday break, it will help to restore the energy of our body as well as relax our central nervous system. So that's why only an hour of break in midday time, it can be equally to 2 hours of sleeping during the night time. Or when we meditate, 1 hour of meditation, it can be equally to 2 to 3 hours of sleeping at least. Why is that? First, we're just talking about when we lay down flat. Okay, we go back to our traits of our ancestor. That means we go back what? The evolution. The evolution that before, most of the animal had the vertebra, the spinal cord, horizontal. So it takes a million years for us to slowly stand up. Until now, we had a straight, upright spinal cord. But now, the more we lay down, that means you go backward, the evolution, not forward. Secondly, and I just explained about the mechanism of the earth gravity. When we lay down, the arm, the material be deposited along the spinal cord and our muscle, and our body needs to take extra force to push it out. So it takes longer time and more energy, more effort. When we sit in meditation, okay, on the material obstruction will be pulled out by the earth gravity, and it will be eliminate out our body easier. We don't, our body doesn't need to spend more energy or effort or time. And at the same time, whatever lies will fly floating up. Whatever heavy will settle down. So at the same time when all the material be pulled down by the earth gravity, the energy channel be clearing up and it open up. And the energy from the nature and inside our body, especially in the energy complex at the bottom of our belly, will flowing up our body and our spinal cord. to up to our central nervous system to nourish our brain. And when it have enough energy, this nutrition that will develop to the maximum. And it also that will stimulate, support the environment from the inside and the wisdom coming out. And finally, when we practice meditation and the effort strong enough, it will be less we open our final chakra on the top of our head. So we have a complete liberation, enlightenment. No longer have any attachment to our body or the cosmos. So the benefit of meditation, it much, much better than any other posture. We have four different postures in life. Laying down, we always said, no, not really good, and go back to evolution. Standing up, walking, and sitting. When we stand up, or when we're walking, our energy complex, our energy center here. So when we stand up or when we walk, the earth gravity still pull it down. Whatever we borrow from the Mother Earth, because the Mother Earth give right to us, give the energy, the food, the nutrition to us, so she will take it back. That is a closed circuit. Whatever give out, it have to take it back. Whatever give right, birth had to be dead. So if we follow that circuit, birth and death, get dry and going back, so that will be the closed circuit. And when we stand up, it's better than laying down. But the disadvantage, the earth gravity still pull back the energy the Mother Earth already gave us. So going down all the way easier. And now because the earth gravity pull it down, and the energy complex here, it go down the thigh, the leg, it's very easy, straightforward. No other organ or obstruction here. Only blood vessel and the muscle. On the other direction, when it go upward, it's much harder, right? Because we have on the main organ in here. The way, okay, it's not straightforward. Too many tiny blood vessels, too many main organs. So it goes upward, it's much, much harder. So if we stand up, we're walking too much, we will losing the energy through that process of the earth gravity will pull it back. By sitting, we lock our leg. That means at least we can preserve the energy be pulled down by the earth gravity 30-40%. And then when the energy not be pulled down, the pressure, the longer we sit, the pressure will build up higher. So it will press up. So that energy, before it go up to our central nervous system, our brain cell, it will go through this cavity. And this cavity will have all of our main organ. So it will rebalance. It will nourish all the main organ first. So that's why we have a healthy body. We have a good shape. We have a balance. Physiology. Before it get through our neck to go up to our central nervous system or brain cell to nourish this one. It is the highest, the headquarter. So the meditation, it helps for the physical, physiology, and finally it helps for our mental and spiritual life. As well as when we sit and we lock, you see, the energy will be in closed circuit. when we sit on the chair, it still it preserve it lack some, but it still leak some. But when we sit in full lotus, the energy coming out from the left, it go up. From the right, it go up. So it now become the closed circuit. And if we put our hand together, we lock. So now the all the energy feel on the circuit be closed. So we preserve maximum the energy leaking. And when we doing that, what happened? The first, for the new practitioner, you feel numbness or painful a little bit, right? But that is a very good opportunity for our body to learn. Learn what? Adaptation, evolution. And because if normally we just let the blood flow evenly, easily, it can carry the energy, the oxygen to the cell. Now when we try to minimize the blood flow, that means we minimize the nutrition and oxygen supply. Our body will learn slowly how to adapt to that. And if the blood flow be minimized, the oxygen supply, the nutrition supply be minimized, at the same time the byproduct or the toxin will build up. So our body will learn how to adapt to that. So if we practice that oftenly, our body will have a capacity to dealing with any hazard condition, in any unexpected condition or polluted environment. Because in case of fire, earthquake, accident, or any unexpected event, we don't have the perfect condition to supply the nutrition, the oxygen, or get rid of the toxin in our body. Now our body already learned how to adapt, how to survive in that condition. It will get used to that. So whenever we are in that situation, it can adapt, it can survive. And also at the same time with adaptation mechanism, it have another mechanism for survival who can overcome the difficulty, that one will survive. So it had to find out a way to supply the nutrition, the oxygen. It had to find out a way to take away the toxic in its body. So it will create the new pathway, either directly or go around. By that exercise, our body will learn how to do that, how to create the shortcut, how to create the bypass. So if it gets used to that, whenever our body have any obstruction in the lung, in the heart, or in the brain, now it already learned and it gets used to that mechanism. It automatically opens the new pathway. So that is another benefit of teaching or not teaching, because this is the natural, the gift of the God or the nature for our body. Like we explained yesterday, when it gets cut, it know how to heal itself. When it gets bleeding, it know how to heal itself. When we had a broken bone, it know how to heal itself. So all of this feature, all this function, automatically we have, but because we don't use it, so it become blunt and it become dismissed. The same thing like we have our muscle normally, but when we have a broken bone, we have a cast on for a few weeks, our muscle will shrink, right? And we feel heavy, we feel we cannot move. Only a few weeks, and we see it almost go downhill right away. How about all of the function? It's there, but we never exercise for a long time. So it almost disappear now. We try to remind it, we try to support for it, so it will exercise oftenly. The more it exercise, the more it gets used to. And whenever we are in that situation, it can perform that exercise, that function easily. Also, when we sit like that, we will learn the truth that all that the feeling we feel, it not really connect to our central nervous system or our awareness. Before we practice that, we think that if we sit long, our leg go to sleep, it may damage or we may die. But that is not true, right? Because in the history of the few thousand years, no one sitting in meditation and pain and death, right? So that's why we will realize that that's not the truth, and we will overcome that. And when you look at that carefully, you will see it impermanent. It will change. At first, it's twitching. It's like the 100 needle pin at your knee or your calf, and you feel terrible. But after a while, it release and it go to sleep. And after you finish, you wake it up, it will come back, right? So if we get used to that, we can smile with that, we can embrace that. So when our body gets used to that, when our mind gets used to that, it know how to take care of pain, it know how to accept the pain, and it accept the reality, the truth. And no one can promise that we never get sick, we never get hurt, and we never die. So if we let our body get used to accept the truth, the reality, when we in that situation, we still feel very comfortable, very easy, and we accept with the impression and with the smiling. Right? So that way, when we practice, we have the physical, the physiology, slowly our mental will develop and our spiritual life will develop. And that's why it really benefits for meditation compared to sleeping. It lets our body relax, and the toxin be detoxified, and the energy flow up to nourish. And we learn to realize the truth. We exercise all the feature of our body to dealing with all the difficulty under the hardship condition. As well as we will learn later on about the difference between the sleeping and the meditation. Because as you know, during our sleep pattern, it have two different types, the non-REM and the REM sleep. During the non-REM sleep, you will see the wavelength, the signal in our brain, it really flat, really slow. This is the during the normal day, during the normal activity. The dot one, that means okay, we are working and thinking non-stop. We project our mind continually. The dot one, we know how to tame our mind a little bit better. And the orange, the brown color, that means we just start in the first 10-15 minutes of meditation. So it's slower, it's quiet. And when we sit longer, our mind become more stillness, more quietly, so it goes slower and more peaceful. And it's a non-REM sleep state. But after 40-45 minutes, it will switch to REM sleep state. And during the REM sleep state, our eyes move very quick, right? So that's why we call the REM sleep, rapid eyes movement. So at that time, the signal is continually high frequency, and during that time, we spend a lot of energy because every single signal sent out by our brain cell, that is the energy sent out. And also, that is the period of time we are being influenced by the electromagnetic field from the cosmos. And all the bad information, all the anxiety, the worryness, the fear, all that get into our storage consciousness unconsciously, because we are in the sleep pattern. We cannot control our mind. If we not practice meditation, if we not practice to close our circuit during the daytime oftenly, it still has the habit energy open and projecting out. And now during the REM sleep pattern, the frequency is higher. So it opens completely. First, it projects out, it's waste of energy, and also the outside energy, the outside frequency will penetrate into the storage consciousness. That's why when we sleep, we retract the energy, but we still spend a lot of energy, so it wastes up the process. Totally different within meditation. The longer we sit, the quiet the our mind and our brain wave. It's not falling down to the sleep unconsciousness. It's not going up to the mind consciousness. So it not be distracted by the object outside in the environment, but it not fall down to the unconsciousness 100%. So the meditator will remain the very slow, peaceful brainwave. See? That's why 1 hour of meditation, it can be equally to at least 2 to 3 hours of sleeping. And what the scientists said, that the happiness indication about 100 to 100 times more than a normal people when we are in meditation. And also, most of the people who sleep on the soft or thick mattress, we have a back problem. We have a cardiovascular disease more often. Why? Because our spinal is not flat. It has some area. So when we lay down flat, it still have some open space to let the blood flow. So that's why it's not 100% blocked. But when we lay down on the soft or the thick mattress, all that will, the surface area of our trunk or our body will totally fit with the mattress. So it will slow down, or it will block the circulation. It will block on the neurotransmitter. That's why we usually have the back pain and on the obstruction, the slowdown of the cardiovascular. That's why have a more illness, more sickness when we lay down, we sleep on the thick or soft mattress. We learn how to lay down on the low, flat or hard mattress or on the floor. The first few days you feel uncomfortable, but after that we'll see you relieve pain and obstruction, because it has more space to flow, it has more air to penetrate into the area of openness. And then also the other thing we recommend to lay down on our right side and the head toward north. Why? Because on our right side is the negative, the yin. On our left side is yang. So by the way, when we lay down on our right side, the magnetic field in our body, it will automatically harmonize by itself, because the yin force will flowing up, the yang force will flowing down. So it automatically harmonize and balance itself, synchronize with the universe outside. So it automatically be rebalanced, re-correct any problem. When we lay down flat, okay, it doesn't have that capacity. Or if we lay down on our left side, it will block the circulation because the heart will be lay on the left side. So that is the first benefit of laying down on our right side. Also, people who have the airway obstruction, snoring, cardiovascular obstruction, we lay down on the right side, we don't have the problem with the snoring, the airway obstruction, or the cardiovascular obstruction. When we head north, why? Because the electromagnetic field from the north is the most potent, the strongest. And when I already talking about our center, our energy complex, it in the belly area. So when we stand up, we walk or we stand up, it will be pulled out by the earth gravity. When we laying down flat, okay, if we look the wrong direction, it will be the same thing. The energy here, it will pull out. If we lay our leg toward north, the electromagnetic field from the north very potent, and it will extract the energy from our belly through our thigh, our leg, our feet. And when it's going down, first, it wastes energy. Secondly, it will stimulate the sexual activity. When we head north, the energy here will be extracted and pulled along our spinal cord up to our central nervous system. So that's why we sleep, we can have a retract faster, and at the same time during the sleeping time, it's still the energy here still nourished on the, our main organ and our brain. That's why when we sleep and we head our head toward north pole, it will help to sleep better, the energy not leaking, and our body become more healthier, our brain become more awake, more alert, compared to when we sleep and our head toward other direction, the energy will be scattered out, and it will be pulled down to our leg. The breathing technique, again, because it half automatic, half controllable. That by most of us don't really pay attention to that. And because it also the mediator between our physical body and our mental body. So when we have anything disturb our body, upset our body, first, okay, from our mind, like the example yesterday, when we hear an unnicely word or sentence, a voice, and we feel upset. First, because we have a discriminated thought, or we have a hatred in our mind, our thought. And that will generate, it stimulate our physiology reaction to release some chemical correlate to that thought. And that chemical reaction will stimulate our muscle and our organ, our physical body. But if we learn how to cooperate, living in mindfulness, and take good care of living in harmony with our breath, it will help to manipulate or control our physical body, or make our mind become more calm, will be more peaceful. And also, most of us forgot about how to use our belly to breathe. As the baby, we know perfectly how to breathe by our belly. So that's why the children feel more, have more energy, more freshness, more innocent. But when we get older, with too much distraction, too much stressful event, and we forgot, we breathe by our lung, not by our belly. So the energy is not going down to the energy complex. It just go up here only. So when it's up here, it will be stressed, and we don't have enough oxygen, and our body don't have enough oxygen, it's tired and with more stress. And we know that our blood cannot flow without the air or the energy. Right? It looks like we had the water, we had the wind, because the air movement, the atmosphere of the air is changed. So that forms the change of the air movement. It creates a different pressure, and from that it creates the wind and the flow, the current. The same thing in our body, a tiny universe. Our blood, our circulation system there, we have enough blood, but we don't have enough heat or the energy. It cannot flow evenly. Especially now we have a lot of tumor or cancer because we don't exercise, we don't know how to breathe slowly and deeply. And think about that. Not many are aware about that. Our blood circulation, we have from the artery go to the capillary, and the capillary, it provides all the energy, the nutrition and oxygen, and after that it collects the byproduct, it goes back to the vein system. But all of our circulation system, it goes all around our body from the tip of our head to the tip of our toe, our finger, right? It's not just in the shed of the abdominal cavity only. But how about our breathing technique? No one show up how to let the air get into our circulation of the whole body. We just learn how to breathe in and breathe out in the lung compartment only. So that means it just circulates in this area. That's not enough. It can, we don't know, or we not really put the intention to let the air go deeper to our belly or to go to the extremity. So how can the blood can flow to that side? So that's why the weakness, the missing point of breathing technique, Qigong will help us to doing that. And it always has to go parallel in mutual between the blood and the heat. Wherever the blood flow has to have the heat to lift up. Look like the water want to flow or the wind want to flow, it has to have the movement of the air, the difference of the atmosphere, the pressure. So that's why we need to practice breathing slowly and deeper by observe our belly. Whoever not familiar with that, you can let your hand on your belly when you stand, when you sit, when you lay down. So when we breathe in, we see the inflation of our belly. And when we breathe out, we see it flat. And after practicing for a while, you will see we will get used to that. And the cardiovascular will be improved, and the lung will have more oxygen, and it will relax more. The rate of breathing it will slow down, so the heart will beat slower, or the circulation will be slower. And when it's slower, it will reserve the energy. It will prolong its lifespan. And when we breathe, we should breathe in by nose and out by nose, especially only when we have the first three breath, or when we exercise strongly, powerfully, what we call anaerobic. Once in a while, we need to breathe out by mouth to push out all the dead air and all the toxin out our body faster and stronger. And also, we should during the meditation as well as when we not eating or talking, we just let our mouth glow with half smile, so the tip of our tongue will touch the upper palate, and in that way it helps to connect the energy between the front end and the back end, so the circuit it will be closed, it's not leaking. So that is the technique of breathing. In the future next retreat, I will explain more about some application of breathing by one note. Breathing and contemplate our imagination, the object. When we breathe in, and we breathe in without by mouth only, not by nose, some other technique. All of this one is just indicate for the therapy only. When we want to train our body to have the supernatural power, when we want to use that for kung fu, when we want to use that for treat the chronic disease, stroke, some etc. So that we will go over in the next retreat. Alright, so in summary, whatever we learned for the last day and this morning, I just want to give the final message. So we can practice. The more you practice, the more benefit you will see. And next year, when we have opportunity for a week retreat, we will go deeper the mechanism, as well as we will practice every day, so we will see the deeper benefit of that, and you can change your habit energy to improve your life. So to improve our health and practice or have a peaceful, happy life, we need to eat as simple as possible. Alright? By combination, by cooking technique, by eating technique as simple as possible. And also try to eat less for the dinner and don't eat the dinner too late, especially for those of you already think we have extra weight or we have the chronic disease like high blood pressure, diabetic, disorder, etc. Second one, when we drink, we try to drink as slow as possible. We try to drink the drinking water at warm temperature, not drinking soft drink, alcohol, or any substance produced by the manufacturer. Talking minimize when we not really need. Sleeping early and wake up early. Breathing as slow as possible, as deep as possible. Exercise at least 15 to 20 minutes twice a day, or 45 minutes a day and 5 days per week. We have to practice this, and we have to consider exercise at 1 meal to nourish our body. It's not only to help to clear up the obstruction, push out the toxin, but it also help to bring more natural energy, the life force, into our body to substitute for the nutrition from the other level. And last but not least, we need to save time to clean up our house at least once a year. We already explained yesterday, this house 40, 50, 60, 70 years already, and we don't have opportunity to clean up. So it really messes up, it really dirty inside. And this is some habit. It may damage our brain cell. We skip breakfast, we overeat. Because if we skip breakfast, we don't supply the energy, the glucose for our brain. And it's very sensitive. When it doesn't have enough energy or oxygen, it will damage. And why we need to concern to take good care for our brain cell? Because that is our headquarters. Every single activity has to get the message. All of our activity externally or internally need to have the order, the direction from our central nervous system, the brain cell. So any mess up, any problem with our central nervous system, it will have a consequence of the other organ down below. So skip breakfast or overeating will make the brain cell become more damaged. Smoking, consume too much sugar, especially the refined sugar, also damage our brain cell. It stimulates our brain to send out too much signal, so it wastes energy and it messes up the circulation, the signal, the electromagnetic signal to send through our body to direct or to order the activity in our body. When we live or work in the polluted environment, when we sleep and we cover our head, the reason because when we cover our head, the carbon dioxide we breathe out, now we re-breathe in. So the concentration of carbon dioxide will dry up and the oxygen saturation will be going down. That's why it will damage our brain cell. And walking while we sick or when we are so stressful also damage our brain cell. Lacking of stimulation, talk, conversation, the same thing. If we ask our brain cell to overwork or underwork, too extreme, too little, the bad consequence. Only middle way, we let our brain cell or our body follow the middle way. It will prolong its lifespan. The other organ is very important, as I already explained yesterday. We have a many organ system in our body, but the headquarter is the most important, that is our brain, our central nervous system. And secondly, the liver, because the liver is the headquarter of the digestive system. It also help for the immune system to produce the cell for the lymphatic system. It help for detoxify on the toxic substance in our body to help the immune system to protect itself. It also help to regulate the body temperature. It help the body, the circulation system to produce the blood or regulate our body temperature or many other system like the endocrine system. That's why liver is the organ. It have many conjunction function, cooperation with the other system. That therefore we need to protect the liver. Anything called liver damage will lead to the damage or the obstruction of the other organ system. When we stay up too late or wake up too late, that is, I think, the most common. Skip breakfast, overeating, consuming too much processed food or stimulant, taking too much medication, etc. All that one we call liver damage. Why when we stay up late or wake up late, it will call liver damage? I think in the field, next slide, we will learn about the circadian rhythm. If we stay up too late, that is the time for our body to relax and for the liver, the gallbladder to do its job, I mean, it clean up and it recovery or it repair any damage. But if we stay up too late, our body have no opportunity to relax and the gallbladder and the liver doesn't have opportunity to do their job. So that's why all the toxin gets stuck in it. When we wake up late, it will correlate to the urination and the defecation. Because overnight, 6 hours, 7 hours, or 8 hours, our body try to clean up, to bring all the trash, all the toxin out into the lock and statin in the feces or in the urine. It accumulated in the bladder. So if we wake up late, that means the time for the toxin remain in our body longer. And if the toxin remain in our body longer, it will re-penetrate back into our bloodstream. And it makes the liver and the immune system have to work more to detoxify that and filter that and put it back out again. So it has to overwork. So that's why it becomes weaker or damaged. Again, when we skip breakfast, we don't supply the energy for that, right? So it has to, especially when we eat dinner too late, too much, like yesterday, on the stomach, not bring back to the liver or in the muscle, it put around the belly, or the thigh, the butt stop. So the liver had to try to go around to find, or to go back in its storage room to find any leftover to burn out to supply the energy for the body. So that's why it has to do extra work, spend extra energy. Overeating, still, when we overeat, it makes the liver have to secrete more enzyme to have to work more to break down under the food. So that is the first negative thing. And after it breaks down all the nutrition, now it absorbs. When it absorbs, and the extra energy, it has to synthesize, or it has to pack at the storage like glycogen or the fatty acid, and it has to carry the extra energy that into the storage room in the liver and in the muscle. So another extra work. And the elimination, when we eat, when we overeat, that means we have to eliminate more. And the liver has to help, because it's the headquarters for the digestive tract. It has to monitor for the elimination process more. So that means overwork again. So that why overeating, it will make the liver overwork too much. Eating raw food or overcooked food, again, two extreme all the way cause problem. When we're eating raw vegetable or raw food, our body have no enzyme to break down the cellular. So the liver try to produce or secrete some enzyme similar, because whenever our body accept, take in some nutrition, the liver is the first organ responsible for secrete the enzyme to break down, to extract some nutrition or some energy out of that. Even though we don't have the enzyme to break down the cellular in the raw material, raw food, it still try the best of itself to produce, to synthesize some enzyme to break down the nutrition. But finally, it overworked, but it cannot extract much energy or the nutrition out of that. So tired, overworked. And when we overcook the food, again, it have many different mechanisms in here. When we overcook the food, if the food is combined simply, so no chemical in there, no interaction in there, but because when we overcook, the food is too soft, we don't need to chew, we can swallow, and then it don't need much work, the liver become lazy. Once in a while we eat overcooked food, let the liver relax, good. But if we cook, we overcook the food and we eat the overcooked food every day, and now our liver doesn't work much, so it becomes lazy. Lazy, okay, it becomes weakness. When we cook the food, we combine too complicated. The more complicated, the more ingredient we add in. And we already explained yesterday, it's organic, it's good food, but it still has a chemical structure. The longer we cook, the more ingredient we add, the more byproduct it will come in out. And our liver has to do its job, that means it has to synthesize or secrete the enzyme to break down all of that substance. And the more complicated substance, the more toxin, the liver has to work more to detoxify, to convert, to chop up all of that complicated substance. on the compound. So it have to overwork. And now it makes it worse if we have unwholesome, the inorganic, the inorganic or the non-bio food. This have a more chemical, and the more we cook, the more reaction occur, the more complicated substance we form. The liver has to work more to detoxify, to break down, and to eliminate all that toxin out of our body. So that's why it has to overwork, overstimulate, and over aggression. So it will tire, or it will be damaged. Consuming processed food, preservative, additive, etc., or taking medication, all of that, because it have a too much chemical, too much toxin in that, so the liver has to overwork to detoxify, to eliminate out. So actually, all of that one will cause the liver to overwork, to stretch the liver. Here is the circadian rhythm for our body, matching with the circadian of the nature. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the time for the lymphatic system to go around to clean up, to clear all the obstruction, to detect any bad bacteria, bad foreign invasion, or any dead tissue or old cell, etc. So if we have the dinner too big, too late, as we talked yesterday, the food will remain in our stomach for at least 3 to 4 hours. So if we have a dinner, big meal at 7 o'clock, by 10 o'clock, the food still remains in our stomach. It's not empty completely yet. The liver and the gallbladder still have to secrete the enzyme, the fluid, and the bile acid to break down all the food in here. And then the small intestine still have to do the absorption. So all of this one will be busy and get stuck. Lymphatic system working hour, only 2 hours is the main hour for it. So if over time, no longer the time for the lymphatic system to do it job, the under the obstruction, under the bed, toxin will remain in our body. And then if the lymphatic system not clear the channel, not clean up everything, at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. it is high for gallbladder. And from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. it is high for the liver to clean. So if at 9 to 11, all the food still around the stomach and the small intestine, the lymphatic system cannot clear up, cannot clean up the system. So if the lymphatic not clean up, by the time of 11, the gallbladder have no place to dump out its stuff. And if the gallbladder cannot dump out its stuff, and then the liver have no way to dump out its toxin and other substance in that too. So if we do that properly, and then all the stuff, all the toxin, all the stone get stuck in the gallbladder, in the liver, or in the GI tract, it have no option to be kicked out. And then at 3 to 5 a.m., it's the time for the lung to clean up. to push out on the dead air at the bottom of our lung, or on the bad air in our tissue or muscle. As I already explained, if we still laying down flat, whatever heavy material will settle down. The air will flow up, so it will lay flat along our belly and our tissue, our muscle. It have no opportunity to flow because it flow all the way vertically. So at 3 to 5 a.m., if we yield midway, we wake up at 4 a.m. When we sit upright, automatically the air will flow out. And also when we sit upright, when we are wet, our breathing rate will be faster, right? And it will push out the dead air and the bad air out faster with the assistance of the thought from the nature. If we not doing in that period of time, it will take more effort and more time to eliminate the toxin. And if we not doing that, the bottom, if the top not open, the bottom will get stuck. Like we had the bottle, if we still tie the nut at the top, the bottom cannot flow now. If we open the knot on the top, the bottom will flow out easier. So if we not wake up early to let our lung push out, eliminate on the dead air on the top of our body. And also, we already learned the earth gravity will have to pull out on the heavy substance, the material going down. So on our physique now, okay, it will accumulate in this area. And by 5 to 7 o'clock, we will have the lock and starting cleanser. That means we have bowel movement to put out on the material in our intestine. So after it clean up the top, the bottom, it tied to supply the new energy. That is the time for the stomach, the intestine, to absorb the new nutrient. That means we had a breakfast time. You see? So we may stop here and then we will more detail later on in this afternoon. Thank you very much for listening. Massage your leg and slowly stand up.